Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
On the week leading into Labor Day, and myself and whoever the producer was, in this case, Big Dan, would be literally looking through the cushions of the couch, searching under the desk, crawling the dark recesses of the internet to find something to talk about. That is not a 2024 problem. Am I right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, we have more guests today than we know what to do with. Yep. We're debating what we're going to cut, what we're going to be able to get to. It's a good problem. Now, as a citizen of this greatest nation in God's creation, there's part of me that wishes things were a little bit quieter, because that would probably mean that our republic was in better shape. It's not, though. But I'm a silver linings kind of guy, and that means that as a host here on 1210 WPHD, don't have too much to worry about in terms of coming up with exciting, zippy things to share with Dom Giordano's wonderful audience this afternoon. 855-839-1210. Let's get the pleasantries out of the way here, is how you call in and participate should you so desire. I'm a friendly guy. I don't bite. Occasionally, I slap back.
Very friendly guy.
Yeah, very friendly guy. We opened with that the other day.
We did.
Which, you know, my wife, to my great surprise, actually listened to part of the show the
other
day. Never happens. She avoids my show at all costs.
Has she proven why she doesn't listen? Is she listening again, or is she tuned out again?
I think it might have been an accident.
Yeah?
I think she might have opened her phone and accidentally navigated the Odyssey app.
Well, that's why you're listening, though.
Yeah. If she's not. But you never know,
I guess,
right? Your
husband is a very nice guy.
Yeah, you're right. And she was amazed by that. It's just not something that anyone ever really attaches to me. Honest, brutally honest, maybe. Sometimes funny, sometimes don't know what's funny, but nice, but I'm glad that you think so, Dan. That means a lot to me, because you trained me over here at 1210, as I mentioned before.
I've known you for almost a decade now, it feels like, and since day one, seeing you in press pools and all, you've always been a very welcoming and nice guy.
This place is like Hotel California. I have no idea how long we've been here drinking pink champagne on ice. So 855-839-1210 is if you want to call in and you want to test exactly how nice I am. That's going to depend on how good your call is. Are we over on YouTube?
Yes,
are we doing the YouTubes? Yeah. We're over on the YouTubes, on the interwebs. YouTube.com/@1210WPHT, where you can confirm that I am indeed as handsome as I sound, and you can participate in the comments, should you wish. They get a little salty. Fair warning. Might sting your eyes, but you'll be just fine. And Sue's Love Sheffy, one of our regs during the week and on the weekends as well. Hi, Matt. Hi, Dan. Hello to you, Sue's. Hope you're enjoying this somewhat balmy August day. It's been unusually cool the last few weeks, much to the chagrin of climate change alarmists. I saw a story, and I got to dig it out of the stack. I'll have it a little bit later in the show, maybe, where I think it was over at, to the surprise of no one, Newsweek. There's an article about how, what's going on? There's no hurricanes. We haven't had a named hurricane now in a couple weeks since the last one dissipated, a new one form. And apparently this is the quietest stretch for that time period since something like 1997. And that wasn't what was supposed to happen. It was supposed to be climate apocalypse this year, which is a narrative which would have served the left, they believe, heading into a general election. Some prognosticators in the meteorological realm were predicting up to 33 hurricanes. It has not happened, unless something cropped up this morning. But last night when I was doing my show prep dutifully and going back and forth with Dan to prepare this excellent show for you, I checked out the National Hurricane Center, completely quiet in the Atlantic. Now, I just want to point one thing out from the top here, and we'll probably touch on this in one way or another throughout today's program. I want you to trust yourselves in this world in which we occupy, folks, not quote-unquote experts. You should have learned that lesson during the pandemic, but if for whatever reason that wasn't internalized by you and those around you over the course of the past few years, it needs to happen now down the home stretch of this election. You are being bombarded by propaganda on a daily basis, naked propaganda. Easy to discern if you've been trained by someone like yours truly or Dom Giordano. You should be able to recognize it at this point. But not everyone's so lucky. Whether we're talking about weather or presidential polls and everything in between, there is a war being waged to convince you that you occupy a reality that you don't, where SUVs are destroying the planet, where Republicans are trying to take everybody's money and give it to major corporations, where Donald Trump has no chance of catching up to Kamala Harris because joy and those coconut memes are just inheriting the earth. None of it's true, but they want you to believe it's true. And you have to know where to go to find the truth. And it's not always there because, as we found out from Mark Zuckerberg himself this week, he has now admitted that he colluded with the deep state and with ultimately the Biden administration to suppress information pertaining to the laptop story. Remember Hunter's laptop? They told you it wasn't real. Joe Scarborough had a hissy fit on MSNBC and said, oh, you're all going to be fools for believing in this thing. Well, lo and behold, ended up being very, very true. It exists. And also concerning COVID misinformation. So Zuckerberg has admitted it now, but that doesn't mean that folks like Zuckerberg don't continue to operate in this manner. And they suppress outlets like 1210 WPHT, my website, SaveJersey.com. We were being suppressed on Facebook for about a year. We posted a meme of, and I'm sure you saw this at one point and ended up in Facebook jail like me for it. It was Hunter Biden in his underwear, that infamous picture, right? Hanging on to.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
To a bunch of balloons, like the old man from that Pixar movie, Up. And it said very simply, in bold letters, Chinese spy balloon. That was the meme. It was tagged on my Facebook channel, by Facebook, by Meta, as a sexually explicit image, potentially abusive of another adult. And they suspended us for like 30 days, couldn't post. And then they down-ranked. I don't know what the proper phraseology is. Even though I have glasses, I'm not much of a tech nerd. Surprising, I know.
Demoted?
But yeah, they basically made it so that our reach was stymied. It was curtailed. So for the longest time, I'd post a Save Jersey post on my Facebook channel. Normally, it would get, you know, a few hundred likes on average.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we were getting like 10.
It was like shadow banned
them? It was like, yeah, like shadow banning. Uh-huh. Yeah, and they told me they were doing it all because of
ridiculous.
A Hunter Biden Chinese spy balloon meme. So the point is, look, you have to make your own decisions. You have to learn how to think for yourself if you don't already. And the only good news I have for you is that you got 1210 WPHD. You've got this program. You've got me. You've got Dom. You've got Nick. You've got Rich. You've got Dawn. There are people looking out for you. You just have to know. You have to know where to look, and we have to stick together over the next couple of months in defense of the truth. We're going to start that today and continue it every day through the first Tuesday in November and beyond. No doubt about that. Caroline, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for that very kind introduction. How sweet of you.
There's that word again, Dan, kind.
Yeah, you're a kind guy.
I know. I must have woke up on the right side of the bed today. Yeah. And a rare thing in politics, Caroline. I know you know that, right? To find somebody who...
That is for sure.
Yeah, it's a thing. So we've got an election on, so I'm told. It's coming up here in just a couple months, even though voting starts early. And I think the most common question we get on this end of things, Caroline, is, hey, are Republicans protecting the vote, and are they doing something to finally fix this vote-by-mail disparity? It's my understanding there's a new website called Swamp the Vote USA. There's a big push behind it. Can you explain to us what the campaign and Republicans are trying to accomplish?
Well, what we're trying to accomplish is victory, and we need a big victory on November the 5th. We feel very good about where the campaign is today. We don't take anything for granted. We're not complacent, and we understand that it's going to be a tight race, but President Trump has the momentum. As you saw last week, picked up a big endorsement from RFK Jr., another big endorsement this week from Tulsi Gabbard, and he's receiving the most important endorsements of all, and that is from the American people, voters across this country. Last week, President Trump barnstormed battleground states from Michigan to Pennsylvania to Wisconsin to Georgia. He was all over the map, bringing his message of making America safe and strong again, wealthy again, prosperous again. He's been rolling out some really new, exciting policies this campaign, like no taxes on tips for service workers, ending taxes on Social Security, combating the homelessness crisis in American cities, all great policies that are going to uplift the American people, much like they were in his first term as president.
Do you think there's any chance in the near future we get an RFK Jr. Tulsi Gabbard rally in Pennsylvania? And if so, can you get Dan and I in?
Well, hey, I don't want to get ahead of our scheduling team and our events team, but look, if that happens, yes, you guys will be front row tickets. Ooh, you have my word.
It's on the radio, Dan, so it must be true. Fantastic. I'll tell you, one of the things as I watch you on television, Caroline, plying your trade and working hard to get the president's message out there, it's never easy working on a presidential campaign, especially since you're a relatively new mom. Congratulations, by the way. Very challenging.
Thank you.
But you're constantly sure. Swinging at a moving target in the Harris-Waltz campaign. I have never seen a candidate flip-flop like this. And we all lived through Bush-Kerry 2004. Here's just a very brief example. This is a clip, I believe, from 2019. We know Kamala Harris is now running ads, including in Pennsylvania, with pictures of President Trump's border wall behind her. But here's what she said just a few years ago.
He is now holding the American people hostage over a vanity project that he calls a wall. And folks, on the subject of transnational gangs, let's be perfectly clear. The president's medieval vanity project is not going to stop them.
A medieval vanity project, Caroline, that she's now pretending is her idea, her and President Biden. I mean, as a campaign, what do you make of her flip-flopping, especially on this issue, and how does the Trump campaign address it effectively?
Well, look, I don't actually think Kamala Harris is flip-flopping because she hasn't said it herself. It's her staff, her anonymous staff, who, by the way, they don't even put their names on this stuff. They're such cowards because they know that she's not going to actually stand by it when she's president. They don't want to ruin their own credibility. But Kamala has her staff go out, tell the press I'll support a border wall just to shut them up. And the press in this country is so stupid they actually buy it. Kamala Harris has been pro-open border her entire career, as you just heard. She called President Trump's wall medieval. She said it was a waste of taxpayer funds. As a senator, she voted against the border wall. As vice president, she and Joe Biden halted the construction of the border wall. She can't be trusted to secure it. Look at her record over the past 3.5 years. She is using her staff because her advisors know that she needs to moderate her persona ahead of the election. She's trying to deceive voters into believing this is a flip-flop and she's going to do what's right. Absolutely not. She won't. And I hope in her first sit-down interview that we've now been waiting nearly 40 days for, she will finally address this. And I hope CNN will ask her tough questions about this. They have a responsibility to do so.
Is Tim Walz going to let her talk? That's my question. I'm expecting a lot of gesticulating from him, a lot of, you know, feigned folksy answers. I'm not sure how much we're actually going to be able to expect.
How much greased food he eats, you know?
That's exactly right. So, I mean, I don't know how much we're going to be able to expect from this interview in terms of learning more about her positions. I feel like I know less about her after the DNC. But I suspect you, Caroline, after the CNN interview, your campaign's going to be able to pull plenty of fun clips out of this encounter with Dana Bash.
Well, first of all, I think it's rather insulting to women and girls across this country that we have the first woman running for president who wants to be the first female president. She does her first sit-down interview, and she needs her male running mate to sit by her side. Is she really incapable of doing this on her own? I mean, she should be doing a sit-down interview by herself. If she can't do that, then how is she going to sit at a table by herself across from Vladimir Putin without notes, without advisors, without Tim Walz to save her? She can't be trusted to do that, obviously. And so I think it's rather sad that she's unable to do this interview on her own. But we look forward to watching it nevertheless and seeing, you know, what lies she decides to spew. There were certainly a lot of them at the DNC convention.
Might be hard for her to pick from during that short, I'm not going to be shocked if it's edited, interview with CNN. But one place she won't be able to escape is during the upcoming debate. It looks like ABC will have the debate. It will be in Philly. We are going to get to see President Trump hold Kamala Harris to account here in the city of not-so-brotherly love, given our crime rate here in the city. Is the president already preparing
for the debate? Well, look, President Trump doesn't really need to do traditional debate prep because every day of his life is preparation for a debate because he actually sits down for interviews. He takes questions from hostile media. He actually has an understanding of the policies he is running on, and he has a record of in his first term to stand on, unlike Kamala Harris, who does not understand the policies that she is unveiling, unlike Kamala Harris, who has been a weak failure as Vice President of the United States in her first term. And so President Trump is ready for this debate. He has been meeting with, you know, policy experts just to discuss the issues and freshen up on how we can fix the problems that are plaguing our country because of Kamala Harris. But he's ready to go, and I know he's very excited about the opportunity.
And I think we're all excited, too. I can speak for everyone in the audience. Caroline Leavitt, everyone, National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign. Definitely follow her over on X and check out Swamp the Vote USA. Caroline, we really appreciate you making time for us today on 1210 WPHD.
Hey, anytime. Thanks for having me. We'll be in Pennsylvania soon, and we know that early voting in Pennsylvania starts as well. So please go to swampthevoteusa.com. Sign up how you can learn more about getting out, getting your ballot out early, and also getting out the vote in your community. Our team is here to help, and we need all hands on deck to have a big victory in November. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Caroline. Caroline Leavitt, everyone, from the Trump campaign. Words to live by here on 1210 WPHT. Matt Rooney filling in for Dom Giordano.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.